What's going on, y'all? What's going on? It's
You
your
are
boy
now
D-Maze
tuned
for
in to
Mind
Mind
Games
Games
Uncut
Uncut
Radio.
Radio
It is
with your host, D-Maze.
7:39 p.m. I am here. This is more of a special type of show. It's not going to be long because I got to get on another call, another meeting. So I'm going to try to keep this at 10 minutes. I'm wanting to kind of talk about the, and I'm not no sponsors, no ads tonight. I want to do this morning, but I was kind of busy. But I just want to talk about Tyree Nichols, the Tyree Nichols, and other charges coming up that more people and hearing all kind of stories and different things. So anyway, so they're saying two other Memphis officers were revealed, hold on, relieved of duty, and three five hold on. Two other Memphis officers were relieved of duty, and three fire department workers are fired as new details emerge from the deadly police beating of Tyree Nichols. This is a crazy story, y'all, because a lot of stuff is just happening. I mean, hold on, let me put my glasses on. I mean, you got five black officers that, you have five black officers. That participated in this, and they were showing some things. They were showing, like, I'm gonna play this audio or just him. He was a skateboarder and stuff like that. Let me play this, y'all. Hold on, let me turn this volume up. I'm not gonna, it's not gonna be long or nothing. Oh, they don't bring up commercials first.
Welcome to Who's Talking. We have
hold on, y'all. Here they go with that crap. Yeah, I wanna hear all that. Let's get right to it. Cause I, oh yeah, hold on.
Who's talking to
here we go. Hold on, y'all. Bear with me. Bear with me.
Tyree lived in the moment.
Were you dead? Oh my God!
I met him up at the local skate park. He was just kind of dropping in and cruising around. Like, to me, I was like, oh my gosh, like, this guy's amazing. We spent every waking moment around each other. Going to Tahoe was some of the best memories I've ever had with him. For some reason, he did a handful of tricks he's never done on a down rail. He just got a fire lit underneath him, and I see my best friend. He'd be like, hey, Tyree, you ready? And he would just grab the camera and be like, let's do this.
He was pretty amazing, the skateboard.
Capturing a moment. And that's one of the things that he was very passionate about. That's who he was. That was his life. The videos he made, the friends he made. He was trying to find a way to make those good times and good memories last as long as, humanly possible.
So he was a photographer too, I believe. Yeah, so they showed him. I think he was a photographer too. So let me see. I really don't want to play this. Because I really wanted to play more of the, we always play the pain and the misery of people. You know what I'm saying? And oh yeah, this popped up. Michael Dillers and Catherine Zeta-Jones, healthy divorce. Man, I'm still trying to figure out. No, not trying to get off the topic, y'all. But never mind. I'm trying to figure out how she got with that with money anyway. So anyway, y'all. Sorry for that. The newly released videos of Tyree Nichols' police beating captured the brutality that his family authorities had already foreshadowed. He was punched and kicked while being restrained. He pleaded to go home and repeatedly yell for his mom. That right there pissed me off, y'all. That shit pissed me off. You know what I'm saying? Them five black cops know how hard it is for a brother out here. And they got an NBS. It was a white guy involved, a white officer. And I think they suspended him. I think they fired him, relieved him of his duties today. But he was actually tasing him. I'm going to have some more on that tomorrow on my podcast on YouTube. And after the beating, while Nicholas lay slumped and motionless against a car, officers are walking around on scene and ignored the 29-year-old black man. The video consists of three shooter body camera clips and one roughly... Come on, y'all. See, they pop these damn ads. I mean, I ain't got that much time, y'all. No, thank you. Body camera clips and one roughly 31-minute video taken from a utility pole camera. Well, I'm glad they had that out there. Thank you, big brother. Which appears to capture most of the violence that unfold just steps from Nicholas' home in Memphis. Let me tell you how dumb these cops are. You supposed to know the city. You supposed to know that they got fucking cameras all around any major city. Dumb ass cops. You mean to tell me y'all need more than 10 weeks of training, man? These some fucking idiots. The video showed portions of both the initial traffic stop on the night of January 7th and second altercation just minutes later. After Nicholas failed the first location on foot, Nicholas required hospitalization after the encounter and died on January the 10th. Fucking sad, man. What you're seeing is a fairly significant number of officers who are failing at arrest and control tactics and making up for it with brutality. Yep. Said CNN Chief Law Enforcement and Intelligence Analyst John Miller. Law enforcement who viewed the clips were troubled by a range of actions and inactions during the encounter, from the beating by a group of officers to the length of time it took for someone to render aid to a motionless Nicholas. Man, look, I'm not gonna keep going. This shit pissed me off. I'm looking at the damn picture of the video, man. She's fucking cowards, man. All of them need to get a death penalty. All of them. I don't give a damn. They black, blue, whatever. And this the part right here. I'm winding down, y'all. I just want to, you know, keep y'all updated on the new, you know, what's going on with it. The officer yells at him. I don't use this word, but I'm gonna use it because I'm trying to, you know, because I'm reporting news. The officer yells at him. I hate this word, y'all. Bitch, put your hands behind your back before I'm going to knock your ass the fuck out. Nicholas says, I'm trying to go home. Okay. I'm going to read this. And another officer, while officers yell commands, Nicholas repeatedly responds that he is on the ground and is heard saying he didn't do anything. Before running away as an officer deploys his taser, that's the white cop, I believe. At the second encounter, while the beating occurs, a body camera captures an officer yelling at Nicholas, I am going to batten that fuck out of you. I'm going to batten the fuck out of you. While Nicholas is on the ground and not fighting back, an officer is also heard asking, do you want to be sprayed again? While Nicholas is on the ground and yelling for his mom. That's enough, y'all. That's enough. That shit is crazy, man. Fucking... Boy, and I will go a little deeper with this. I'm not even gonna get into the whole racist thing because, like I said, you got some black cops just as bad as the white cops. I'm just gonna call it like it is, you know. But anyway, y'all, this is one of the short ones. And let me go back to the beginning for those who didn't probably catch it in the beginning. Hold on, okay, let me see. No, it was one. They fired some more people. Let me go back to the beginning. Yeah, for those who didn't hear in the beginning, I'm reporting this. This is what I wanted to report. Two other Memphis officers were relieved of duty, and three fire department workers are fired as new details emerge from the deadly police beating of Tyree Nichols. And that being said, y'all, when I come out with more information, I'll let y'all know. But like I said, this is more of a special type of show. We're not doing no music or nothing like that. And that being said, I'm out of here. Make sure y'all, you know, follow me. Go to Mind Games Uncut on YouTube, and subscribe to the podcast. And I'm out. Peace.